Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Ross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the Book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Thursday, so we'll have Leslie joining us tonight. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208. Sorry, I forgot a 7 in there. So 319-527-6208. Press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So let's go ahead and get started.
I am so happy to be here.
Well, so am I. I'm happy you're here.
Yay!
So I think we're having a much better day than O.J. Simpson.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
You didn't hear, really?
No, I didn't.
He passed today at age 76. He found the real killer.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
now, allegedly
know.
He died of cancer, and remember he was bragging extremely hard for a long time after he got his COVID shots.
Well, you know that weird, very serious cancer that is like all encompassing and all spreading is happening amongst those with the genetic cues as opposed to those without it. And
right. So yeah, everybody that has had multiple gene therapies should be extremely worried that they might be next.
Yeah. You know what? And honestly, I really feel like if they were the ones that talked people into getting it done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like they have maybe a little bit of karmic understanding that they're going to do, you know, and for those that were, you know, all about it, very, very, you know, oh, you have to have it or you can't do this, the juice Nazis, you know, I hope they understand whenever a friend of theirs dies because of this, you know, I'm just hoping some of them will maybe feel a little bit of remorse for being such pricks, those of us that didn't get it. If they do, I don't know. Some of them have had so many of them that they seem removed from humanity. It's kind of sad. So.
Well, but they asked for it, though.
Yeah, they did. They did. Oh, man. You know, they asked for it. They lined up. You know, I heard things like, oh, I remember when polio came out. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, they mentioned polio. And, you know, that's one of the things that you learn when you start going down the vaccination rabbit hole is that polio was just, it was developed by injecting shit into by injecting feces into orphans and then taking that feces.
See, you didn't have to backtrack. Saying shit would have been fine there because it matched what you're trying to say. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's fine. So, yeah. So, So, yeah, I mean, there's so many people that were conned into getting it, forced into getting it. Now, the ones that were forced into getting it, my heart goes to them, you know?
Well, it gets me is you have a job like McGMO that demanded their employees get a gene therapy. Like they can't get another job.
Right. But, you know, you take somebody that's high up somewhere, has bills to pay, you know, and they're forced to do it even though they don't want to.
Yeah, so they're willing to die for their job.
Exactly. So when I was talking to Mary Holland, who is right below Bobby Kennedy at Children's Health Defense, because someone very close to me was resisting the shot, didn't want to get it, basically told if he didn't get it, he would get fired. And I said, let me write you a religious exemption. I'm ordained in the state of Texas. New wedding, do anything. You know, somebody wants a wedding, let me know. I'm down for it. Make sure that I have a gluten-free cupcake. We're good. So I told her, I said, why did she let me write a religious waiver? Because they've all been accepted everywhere. And he said, no, a guy came in with a religious waiver for a mask and they let him go. I'm like, you know, they're open to, actually came in with a doctor's note about the mask and they let him go. And I said, you know, but it doesn't matter. Let them let you go, and then you can sue them later. And he's like, we just can't. I said, take the package they're going to give you when they fire you, and then sue them. And I said, I will get this to Bobby Kennedy. This person did not listen to me. And 2 weeks later, I was standing right next to Mary Holland, and she said, you know, we would have sued. And I'm just like, yeah. you know, there's quite a bit of companies that have been sued for that. I would like to see a lot
of, there's some school districts back east that they got sued and they lost, and they had to let all those people back in into class and work and whatever. And then they try to come out in 2023 and try and push it all over again because a new variant came out. Like, you just lost a lawsuit. Now you want to just line up and get a second lawsuit?
Right. Like, this is, we're not playing around anymore. You know, and I think that those that have had 4 or 20 and, you know, even the ones that got it because they just go along with things, started posting the anti memes, and I watched as a wide circle of people I've known forever that never questioned these things before start to question them, and you know, I really it goes into that vision I had that we have coming up in the next 7 years. They went too far. People are going to start demanding answers. There's so many people with, you know, I had a friend of mine tell me that, you know, he got the shot, his wife got the shot, his cousins got the shot, they were all fine. And so it's like every other week he's posting about one of his cousins dying and how he doesn't understand how it's happening. I'm thinking, you know what, this isn't happening amongst those that didn't participate, either by will or force. It's just not happening.
Yeah, I don't regret one bit not getting the gene therapy.
I don't think any of us that avoided it regretted it.
But here's the issue, though, Leslie, now that they realize that COVID has run its course, so now they're trying to bring in this bird flu. So it's the same thing.
Oh, I saw that.
They're just changing the name because, oh, I'm not going to get the COVID gene therapy, but I'll line up for the bird flu gene therapy.
Right. Oh, and, you know, they're coming out with gene therapies for all kinds of stuff. Cancer,
You know, I believe it was in Biden's speech. He wanted to work to eradicate cancer. There's so many cancer therapies.
Yeah, I think there's a website called DidBidenCureCancer.com.
Oh, okay. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, just in case you're curious if he cured cancer or not.
I think. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't think the answer is yes.
Cool. Reuters said that was false. That he did not say his administration cured the cancer. But everyone else said he did. Yeah, a lot of cover up, a lot of spin. That's interesting.
Course.
Yeah, I mean, you can't expect any different. So that's there. What?
So we have Rand Paul finally getting to the point where they could try to sue Dr. Fraudy.
I love this. Tell me more. Because he absolutely needs a good lawsuit. And I think what he's going to do is he's going to eat his daily portion of crickets and crawl back under from the rock from which he came. And then we won't see from him
again.
Well,
he doesn't have any crickets. He's not a 99%er, so he can eat whatever he wants.
Well, he does look like he could just stick his tongue out real quick and grab a cricket. Just saying, that's how he looks. I'm just not.
My
really
favorite thing Dr. Fraudy does is when he doesn't have his scam on backstage, and then right before they call his name, he puts his scam on and then walks out to the stage and takes it off in front of everyone.
He and Bill Gates both look like they are some kind of lizard people. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to go for a cheap shot here, but do they sun on rocks? Maybe. Just wondering a little bit here.
So I sent you that article about Dr. Fraudy. So allegedly, Dr. Fraudy had multiple secret CIA visits prior to COVID. So he was probably telling them what he was doing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Love Rand Paul.
But this will get swept under the rug because Dr. Fraudy, he votes Democrat, so it's okay.
You know what? His faithful will not be around for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's he going to do?
Well, just think, there's Democrats out there that will say, well, he meant well because he votes Democrat.
But you know what? They may, the people that will do that, what's their lifespan? They've got white clots. I mean, that topic just got covered by Dr. John. I'm trying to remember his last name, but I've been watching him since the beginning, since before anybody else started talking about him. When he was pro-shot in the beginning, and then as he started to learn more, trying to think of his name, Dr. something. I used to watch him all the time. But, Russell Brand was talking about it the other day, about the white clots that are appearing and about.
Yeah, I do have that clip up, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not common amongst those of us that...
Well, these globalists think they're slick, though. They're going to put it in people's foods.
yuck. I know. They've found a way to put it in, like, bananas, I think, and some other fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be in the animals.
By the way, if you did not hear, Chick-fil-A, as of April 1st, they took back their comment that they will never buy chicken that has antibiotics in it because they agreed to take chickens that were shot with the mRNA gene therapy. So they started that process. Never
wow.
mind, people are getting sick and they're getting dead by COVID. Let's go ahead and buy only chicken that has it on it. Well, we'll stop coming to us.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Maybe they had too many customers. Who knows?
Maybe so. Well, we're watching the population decline. There's a lot of X lately. And, you know, those of us that are putting it together, you know, and then there are those that are starting to publicly speak. That they regret getting that shot. They're having problems, you know. I have friends of mine that, you know, reluctantly had it or had it. Now they're having problems. And what do? They reach out to me. I'm like, well, you know, I kind of told you. I know we're behind a little bit, but maybe next time you might want to pay attention. You know, I think they've gone too far. They've gone too far. It's a matter of
right,
time.
And most people that took it, and I'm not saying even this is foolproof, but nobody has a plan on how to even get some of that toxic out of their bodies.
Not really, no. I was reading about ozone working to get that, to break mm-hmm. that down, and also something else, methylene blue will break down. I read that paper, and I'm not sure to it. There was an article, it was a PubMed article, on the role of methylene blue in breaking down the mRNA technology and disabling it so that it could no longer create these clots or, you know, cause any more genetic damage. But I don't know where it went. But there's one out there. I went on Yandex, and wow, that was awesome. Probably on a new watch list because, of course, Yandex. But there are a lot of really interesting articles on methylene blue and ozone on, you know, C19 or on those that are having the post-vaccination issues. And I just, you know, the cure for all this, the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, is so dirt cheap. And that's one thing I'm noticing, that a lot of the government-created diseases or illnesses that they've created, and they've created a lot of them, but most of them respond well to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Those are parasite drugs. Not virals, but parasite drugs. So it begs the question, is this virus, parasite? What's going on here? There's just so many questions and not enough answers.
No, I was reading about coriander essential oil. I don't know the exact prognosis on that, but I heard people trying to use that to get some of the toxins out of their body.
You know, yeah, I think that is one of the detox. Let me look that up, because I should have some here, actually. I've been drinking chlorophyll water. I'm getting used to it. Definitely getting used to it.
Yeah, sometimes, Leslie, I drink frankincense and myrrh water.
That sounds amazing. Royalty now.
I only drink it with my pinky out, though.
Oh, there you go. That's key. Pinky's out. Pinky's out.
Yes.
I think that's brilliant. You know, frankincense is the, it's the great equalizer. You know, I'll spray it on myself if I know I'm going to be in some questionable areas. You know, sometimes
yeah.
I help people that have weird juju in their house. I'll just put it that way. You know, spray myself with frankincense and go in there and clear their home. But yeah, that sounds pretty royal. What exactly does it do? How do you feel? Do you feel any differently when you do the frankincense and myrrh?
Well, I use it when I have inflammation.
Mark.
So it reduces smart. Inflammation in the body. And I'll only drink like 2 ounces at a time. You don't want to overdo it.
Well, go big or go home.
Well, no, 2 ounces is enough.
So how much, right? Do you use like a drop or two, or how do you do it?
Actually, what I do is I take the fresh frankincense and myrrh tears that I get at the health market, and I'll just drop a couple of tears in there, one of each, and then I'll shake the glass jar up until it's liquidated.
I love that. Okay.
So can't get any fresher than that.
Pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That sounds like something I need to do. That sounds like something that it sounds like something I need to have on hand for myself with you know, while I'm going through this situation with Lyme.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's always inflammation going on, you know?
Well, for the most part, yeah. All right, let's see what else there is here. So, there's a Democrat representative in Texas, Jasmine Crockett. She is putting out a bill that suggests that if you're black, then you do not have to pay taxes as a form of reparations. So while I do think that everybody should pay a lot less taxes, I don't know about somebody getting preferential treatment because their skin is a certain color.
Right, based on the amount of pigment they have in their
right.
skin. Oddly racist to me. seems very racist.
Why do so many people have to be racist?
Because it's, I think because it's the proper thing to do right now.
Hmm.
It's what the holier than thou are up to.
We spent so much time to get rid of racism, and now racism is fresh again.
Well, I mean, they took Aunt Jemima off syrup.
Yeah, I'll never understand that. And Uncle Ben, they said Uncle Ben was offensive. He was a restaurant owner. How is owning a restaurant offensive?
So Land O'Lakes. So the only guy we got on there is like the oatmeal guy.
Yeah, the cream of wheat guy. Yes.
Yeah, so they just like,
well, that's a different guy.
They erased.
Wait, is the cream of wheat guy still on there?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Good grief. Wow. I just like anything with Rand Paul. He has been on point.
He has, but he has not been able to advance the football going after Dr. Fraudy.
Right.
Everybody, not everybody, but too many people want to stand up for Dr. Fraudy for some reason.
Maybe he has something on them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's him or whether it's Pfizer. Maybe Pfizer just sponsors everybody.
Pretty much they do. I think they do, honestly.
Well, you've heard me say before that Kennedy could never be in a debate because you can't have any TV spots on a debate that's sponsored by Pfizer.
Right. I mean, he sued them, for goodness sake. I'm
right.
Sure. I mean, he sues the pharmaceutical companies. He's the good guy here. You know, he's pretty decent guy.
Yeah, and we probably talked about this 2 weeks ago, Leslie. I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but there's no way in the world I'm voting him for president.
And that's okay, because, you know, we live in a country that gives you the right and the privilege and the freedom to vote for whoever you want. Does that mean that the winner's gonna win? No. Does that mean that it just means that you're gonna vote?
Well, my main thing is I really don't like his vice presidential pick at all, one iota. Once you take the George Soros money, you're done with me. I like my presidential candidates to not take money from George Soros.
Well, that makes sense.
But it kind of works both ways with Kennedy and that other lady's name that I forget. Because she has money, and so she could afford ballot access, and she can open doors financially that Kennedy can't. So they kind of help each other.
Well, you know what I care about? I care about that she upholds his values. I don't think he's going to win. I'd love it if he did. But,
allegedly I heard Tulsi Gabbard was his first choice, but Tulsi turned him down. I could have respected that ticket. I have to tell you that a Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy ticket would not beat that, but I would have respected that. I could not hate on a Kennedy and Gabbard ticket. I think that in an election, maybe that follows Trump, maybe we could go that direction, but not after following Brandon.
No, but that may be what has to happen.
Because the Kennedy and Gabbard one, that would have been like your traditional old school classic Democrats, which I'm not anti-Democrat. I'm just anti-corruption.
You know what? The old school Democrats were, that it's, it's not, it may not be the best. It's not the worst. You know, there was a time
What I mean is that at the end of the day, we could discuss politics, and we can agree to disagree and go have dinner together.
Yes, that's where it's at. You know, there was a time when
the radicals have not learned how to debate. They just know that, oh, you're against me, then here, have a bunch of my racial epithets and have my middle fingers and don't talk to me ever again.
Right. Yeah. Civil debates about this kind of thing. Or
right.
Civil discussions. Or just respect. Respectful action towards one another.
Right, and then you've got these Democrat fools that go, I don't trust anyone that doesn't wear a scam.
Well, they're idiots.
I've heard that. Because you're not radical. You don't have your political symbol on your face at all times.
Sometimes I'm just so glad I live here in Texas. Because, you know what I've noticed, and this is really unfortunate, but I have noticed that the scam wearers are, it makes sense. It seems like there's a portion of the black community that is still scared. And I bet they still watch. They're still a Democrat.
I don't think that they're scared of COVIDs. I just think that they're upholding a movement.
Yeah?
The black community is extremely loyal. So they do feel that if they keep their scams on their face, that should hurt the world. And there is the support of that particular
well, okay, you were breaking up there for a minute.
Oh, I hope it makes sense.
I can barely hear you. I don't know if it's my speakers or...
I don't think it's me.
Who knows?
I hear you perfectly fine.
Okay. It may just be my reception and my phone,
Okay.
My things have a tendency to just shut off and disconnect. When I'm on the air.
Well, anyway, I tried to refresh. I hope that's better.
Yeah.
But the youth, they see Brandon, and it's funny that every demographic right now is leaving the Brandon administration in droves.
Man, they are. I know people. Okay, so this is what I really have. This has been on my mind a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They put Kamala Harris in place on purpose to make black people look bad, just like they did with those with the walks and the marches, and then at the very end. There was all the bricks, and there were looters that were being bussed in and turning very peaceful days into something deadly and dangerous. I think they're doing that to. All right, I do see this as a form of racism.
It's not just the black community, though. I think with all these DEI hires, like look at Pete Buttigieg. That guy is one of the biggest fools out there with the cushy job. He got the job because he's gay. Look at all the infrastructure around that's crumbling like crazy. And then his comeback is, well, I'm gay.
Pretty serious. You know, I was listening to, I guess it was about Taking Us Gay. We've probably already talked about President Obama being a gay man. Did you hear about that? The testimony of this man admitting to having Obama and then smoking crack and doing cocaine with him. And I have to ask, why do all the politicians smoke crack? What is it about the street drug that makes them want to smoke it? It's not just for your Mary and Barry anymore. For your Hunter Biden. It's for your Barack Obama. Why crack? I'm just always amazed. Like, why? 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 Crack is whack. So, I don't know. I think that's interesting.
I'm here, Leslie.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I just wondering about that. I've been watching some old Candace Owen lately.
We have a caller. I'm going to bring them on, too. So maybe it's your fun. Okay. I don't know. But I'm going to bring in a caller. His name's Bianchi, one of our regulars here.
Perfect.
Hello, Leslie.
Welcome in,
sir. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Oh, I'm good. We're just talking about how Barry Satoro probably had some fishy business to do with that chef that died.
Oh, yeah. The chef was banging Michelle.
And or?
He can't handle that woman. Or whatever.
No, I think him and Barry were doing something. I don't think Big Mike.
Well, that may be, but he can't handle her. He smokes cigarettes. He's frail and weak.
Mm-hmm.
No way. And while he was gone, he's a chef, probably serving her in bed. And one thing led to another. But
well,
it's not no investigation.
I'm still under the impression that the chef was getting freaky with Barry and not Big Mike. It's hard to convince otherwise.
I think the chef didn't want to have anything to do with Barry. And a young man, they usually don't. That guy don't, he didn't, and plus his mother wanted to know what happened to her son. So where's the thorough investigation?
There was none.
And there, you're right, there was none. That's the black privilege. And we see it all the time. Just like this. A fake incident, this wrongful locking up a police officer there was on the scene with George Floyd. Why come the video that we all saw showing that there was no knee on the neck, why come that wasn't permitted in the court?
Because feelings are more important than facts. That's why. That's why you get in trouble for offending a liberal more so than sharing information.
So I get sick and tired of this. I get sick and tired of these programs that's trying to say that black Americans, United States citizens, are African. They are not African. Why come they can't be
Eskimo? Yeah, the only way they're African is if they, like Elon Musk can claim he's an African American.
He is. He was born in Africa.
That's what I'm saying.
These people weren't born in Africa. And another thing, Africa got rid of them. There's no way in the world that whites going to drop anchor offshore, row themselves to shore, pay to come onshore, and with musket, single-firing musket, go into the interior and start capturing people and walking out with them. What kind of damn sense does that make?
The
people in those tribes got rid of them, had been doing so long before they met a white face. Matter of fact, in Ghana, they had Portuguese slaves. When people should stop buying into that, there's no way impossible that could happen. You couldn't go from Las Vegas and walk 100 blacks to the next county or the next state without meeting some repercussion. How many people does it take to man a schooner like that back in them days? About 15? So you had to leave somebody on the boat while those went ashore. So if 10 went ashore, you mean to tell me that 10 people are going to take over a whole damn country with single-firing muskets that they always want to compare the Second Amendment to? See, they compare the Second Amendment to things for their benefit. Well, let's look at that same Second Amendment ideology of what weapons should be. So how in the heck did you conquer a whole damn country with single musket rifles?
Right.
People don't think, and they fall for that stuff. And I blame whites for it now. You're being bamboozled. Completely out of your damn, out of the country. And talking about reparations, slavery wasn't illegal. What was illegal about it? And how is the federal government responsible? There wasn't even no taxes back then.
Hypothetically speaking, though, Bianchi, if they want to get rid of slavery, then why is slavery still going on in Libya and Uganda and a bunch of other countries?
Libyans don't want to have anything to do with black America. Nigeria sure don't. I've heard Nigeria say, you come back over there, we're going to enslave you again. We did make some money off of it. And then, too, they mix. Those people are ethnocentric in many cases. Ethnocentric. Jerry Rawlings, recent president of the country of Ghana, his mother was Ghanaian. His father was Scottish. He could not become a paramount chief. That's where the power lies. Just like it is in the States, the power lies in the chieftaincies. Power lies in the United States, in the States. We don't use it. But he could not become a paramount chief because he was mixed. They just don't allow that. So what percentage of black Americans that's going to go? Matter of fact, black Americans owe those tribes restitution, or you want to call it reparation, because they destroyed, killed, stole, and maimed, and they committed a crime. And when they couldn't pay restitution, they was either sold off to recapture the restitution, they was expelled, or they was killed. Why did they kill them? They killed them because they didn't want them coming back a month later doing the same thing, would have learned from the first time, and possibly be more successful in their endeavors. They killed them. And if anybody looked at it with some common sense, then that would dispel all these myths that we hear that whites went into the country and stole blacks. That's a bunch of bull crap. And I'm married to a Ghanaian. She said it didn't happen like that, too.
So, Bianchi, what did you think about O.J. passing today?
I think his last public worries were, I didn't do it.
Oh, here's one for you, Bianchi. Jack Smith says if the Supreme Court rules against him, he's going to ignore it and keep going anyway.
Well, he can. The Supreme Court does not make laws. There's so much. What is he expecting? What are they ruling on?
whether or not, let me pull it exactly here. So it's regarding obstruction. So they're trying to say that Trump created obstruction when he on January 6th.
I don't see where he did. I didn't hear it. If I was listening to him, I surely wouldn't have went no place to create some obstruction. I probably went to the McDonald's and bought a tea. That's a bunch of bull crap. It's not going
no
place.
What was he obstructing? He was the current president. It's the worst. Military? If they're calling it a military invasion, you're going to have a million people there with no weapons?
Well, why come nobody has been charged?
The people that have gotten the biggest crimes were the ones that were not even there.
I know. Why come anyone has not been charged? Nobody's been charged, convicted.
Because they can't prove
the
anything,
conviction?
But Leslie, did you see this in the news a couple or yesterday? Or it might have been Tuesday, where the feds openly admitted to James O'Keefe that they had all kinds of feds on January 6th.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing all this. And they're only doing all this stuff to Trump and Alex Jones because the goal is to bankrupt them. And he admitted that.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a top CIA official, and you're saying, yeah, we're just going after people because we can. And the goal is to bankrupt them. So, yeah, here's some lawsuits.
We need to stop pushing the back. We need to stop pushing a back on these things and just start saying we're not going to do it.
Right.
Well, that's what they do. They don't listen. So why do we have to listen?
Absolutely, Leslie. The Supreme Court does not make laws. No court makes, unless you get into special cases. But courts listen to arguments and gives an opinion and also check and see if the complaint about a law or rule is unconstitutional.
Right.
Blacks say they don't like Clarence Thomas. I say, why? He's a judge. He don't make laws.
Right.
These people are ignorant. And then you can see the ignorance being reflected in the academic performance of their kids in school.
Well, you're right, though, on that, because the black community will go after Clarence Thomas, but the women will go after that Amy Coney Barrett. It's just weird how they go after their kind, like those are the scourge of the earth.
They want them to think like them. And they are comparing what is a law passed and the rules that's been made by the interpretation of a head like the IRS or alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Those rules to make sure that they are in compliance, one, with the law, and that overall is not anti-constitutional.
Right.
That's all. Think it's unconstitutional, guess what? A state can say, we ain't going to do it. What can they do to the state? Can't do nothing. Well, some people say, well, the federal government can withhold funding. Do you think that's true, Leslie?
I am not sure.
Well, Leslie, let me tell you something. Where did the federal government get its money from?
Taxes.
It gets it from income tax, and it gets it from states when states submit to them gasoline tax, cigarette tax, alcohol tax, and stuff like that.
Oh. See, so I was going to say the other three branches of government, which is lobbyists, George Soros, and the cartels.
Yeah. So what happens if the states say we ain't going to give you the money? Why don't states pay their federal representation, their Congress people, and their U.S. senators? Why don't the states pay their salary? Then you can deposit their salary directly into a state bank where you can have jurisdiction over to see the transactions that's been made in that account. Where did this money come from? George Soros? But as long as they're drawing money from that big pool there in Washington, D.C., you have no control over them. None whatsoever.
I was going to ask you one other thing.
Should a congressperson from Mississippi be paid as much as a congressperson from New York or California? I don't think so. Looking at the difference in the economics of the state.
I want to ask you, Bianchi, what do you think about Sheila Jackson Lee saying that the moon is just gas?
That's why the kids would put a answer on a question like that on a test.
So allegedly, if there was a moon landing, how do you land on gas?
I heard somebody say it was two suns, one that God created, one that white supremacy created. One's behind the other.
White supremacy created the moon?
The sun. The second sun.
Oh. Did it really? Did I hear
white
you correctly?
White supremacy created the sun. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Cool. Neither does the new math. So, you know. All right.
Well, math is racist. That's why.
You know what? Absolutely not. It is not racist. It is ageist. Every time I try to think about how long I've known someone and I start mathing, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no, this is ageist. I'm done with it.
There's a book entitled Mathematics, Multiplication is Racist. The governor of Oregon, I think it was.
Oh, good Lord.
Has removed the requirements of math as a criteria for graduating high school. And California done something similar saying that math is racist. And at the same time...
Yeah, math is racist, but they make $20 an hour to flip a burger.
And at the same time, California has gave money to create some reparations commissions. And guess what they are engaged in? Using math, trying to figure out how much they should get.
Yeah, so if they're told you're going to get $5 million and they get a $20 bill, you should tell them that math is racist. So here.
Well.
Oh, these people put racism into everything.
Yeah, you know.
Here's another thing. Go ahead.
You know, in the home that I'm no longer in, and I need to get my children out, but, you know, all the jokes that I used to make, because we grew up on your mama jokes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and we can still tell some funny your mama jokes. We grew up on these things. And I'm really good at doing impersonations of people. And I would, you know, impersonate somebody on TV, you know. And my kids, oh, Mom, that's racist. Like, what do you mean?
mean? You know, like, I everything I did suddenly was racist. Oh, that's racist. No, that's not. Making fun of them. I'm making fun of me, but okay. You know, they're very easily offended. I think that I would like to see, and do have hope, that the offense culture, actually, you know what, the offense culture has pretty much given themselves just a few years to live anyway. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're seeing right now that won't be around in 10 years because the people that pushed it or the people that preached it or, you know, taught it to kids or whatever, they won't be around in about 10 years. Their lifespan
is... The thing is, too, is that you can only be offended for so long, so... At some point, it's going to swing back, and then everybody's just going to offend everybody else. It'll go so far the other way. Because at some point, people are going to get tired of it. People are tired of wokeness, and they're tired of Karens.
Yeah. Yeah. It is going to go the other way. And there's a lot of things that are about to start going the other way. We're seeing people just, like, drop dead. They are falling down like dominoes. You know, when I had that vision of all that was going to happen, and I had that in 2017, came true. And we just had the eclipse, and boy, I'm feeling it too. I couldn't sleep before the eclipse, and now that the eclipse has happened, I feel optimistic. I feel like things are going back the other way. And, you know, people are going to stop getting so offended. I really feel that the culture, the offense culture, is going to be, you know, I just think it's eventually people are going to get tired of it.
Well, they push so far. They push so far in that cancel culture that people are going to have no choice but to go the other way because they pushed on it so hard.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing with the CDC, with the government, with their restrictions, with their lockdowns, with the WHO. We're going to see a lot of pushback to them, too, because they've got more viruses that they're creating. I live with a permanent bioweapon. I have Lyme disease. Those poor men in Tuskegee, Alabama, you know, they live their entire life with what I have suffered with in the last few years, you know, so that they could create Lyme disease. And I think about all the wives and the children that were born with the congenital syphilis that the government gave these humans. Wholeheartedly. And, you know, living
Leslie,
with a bio whip.
Leslie?
Yeah.
The government did not give black men syphilis. Another thing. What about the white men?
Medical experiment?
No. They
I
didn't
have
give
Lyme
black
disease.
Men. They didn't give black men no syphilis. Another thing.
I have Lyme disease, which is a derivative created in a lab.
Well, I don't know. They had syphilis when they came to them. But here's another thing. What about the white males that they did give syphilis to? Wanted to study the thermal effects of... No, they gave them malaria. They gave them malaria, wanted to see the thermal effects on treating their syphilis.
Okay, and I believe that. And as somebody that lived with a permanent form of malaria called babesia, which is another weaponized thing that the government did. You know, I was with Lyme and Babesia and Bartonella, and, you know, I did the CDC recommendation for over a year, and I'm like, forget it. And I am my own doctor, and I'm doing a great job. I'm actually alive, like really alive, alive. Not just waking up and going back to sleep and wondering how I'm going to make it through the day, but I actually wake up and get out of bed and do stuff. And it's glorious. But, you know, the government is a long history of creating. They all respond to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, though. Man. Babesia does. I didn't realize they gave those men malaria, but I'm not surprised.
Well, the sad thing about it, nobody talks about it. It's always the other way around. Well, the white government gave black men syphilis. Injected them with syphilis. The head nurse was a black female. Nobody talks about it.
Well, you know, one of the women that developed the mRNA shot was a black woman. You know? And I just know that Tuskegee, that county in Alabama was just, they were given syphilis under the guise of free health care.
Well, they were not. It's like Emmett Till. You heard of him, right?
Who?
Emmett Till. The black kid went to Chicago down to Alabama and whistled at a white woman and ended up getting killed. You heard about that? Well,
yes.
If you didn't hear about that story, no need me going into the other details.
Yeah, I have.
Funny how some people hear stories and some don't, to prove.
Yeah.
Wonder what's going on there.
I don't have an answer.
Well, what I was going to say with him, his father had a court restraining order because he used to physically beat Emmett Till's mother.
Oh.
And the last time he was brought to court and the judge gave him an option, spend time in jail or go to the military. So he chose to go to the military. He was stationed in Italy, where he was charged and convicted of raping two white women and put to death. Nobody talks about that.
Well, I want to bring this up, too, here. So Minnesota, they're investigating car manufacturers for making cars that are too easy for people to steal. So if people can break into your car, that's the car manufacturer's fault now. It's not the fault of the thieves.
Okay. Interesting.
So I want to know how that works. So if you make a product that people misuse, that's your fault.
Well, you know, remember when these people got an RV and they decided to just let Jesus take the wheel literally, and it caused an accident, and then they sued because it didn't say on the instructions that it would not drive itself.
Well, what's next? Are you going to Are you going to start suing Bank of America because too many people try to go rob banks?
I haven't thought about it, but...
It's the same concept.
Idea. Been attorney shopping lately, so, hey, new subject.
But that's what we're initiating right now, a bunch of people that they can't produce anything. Those who can't produce will just try to steal because they can't comprehend that someone else can come up with ideas. So they have to take money from others because they don't know how to make it themselves. Or they're willfully ignorant on making it themselves. How do you blame a car manufacturer because people like to rob cars?
You know, I think, honestly, I think criminals are just getting a little savvier.
Well, San Francisco, check this out. San Francisco wants to start suing businesses for closing.
Well,
so like Macy's that leaves San Francisco, when you close due to bankruptcy and theft and whatever else, that California thinks is a fresh idea to sue them.
For leaving.
Yeah, I sent you the article.
Good grief.
So people steal from, let's just say, Walmart.
Uh-huh. They do.
Walmart closes. Now San Francisco can sue Walmart.
You know, when I was in California for those 8 months, and I mean, I was in Los Altos Hills, which is, you know, I lived down the street from the 49ers. So I was in the top percentage of California. And it was gorgeous. But I would go to Joann Fabrics. I saw people come in and just, they didn't like the wait in line. They just walked out. It beat all I ever saw. Nobody blinked an eye. Nobody acted affected or concerned or anything. It was something.
You know what would happen to you in a marketplace in Africa? If you done it?
One hand is coming off. I know that.
Yeah.
They'd beat you to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be running to the police.
Yeah.
Now, you got people here, blacks here, say, we Africans.
No.
Now, what did that story tell you? When they out looting, breaking into, burning stores here in America, and then the next day they in a forum saying that we Africans. You see how silly and crazy this stuff is?
Yeah. I'm reading the San Francisco. San Francisco is beautiful, but I will never forget driving past the home that was for sale. It had been burnt. It had been shot up. It was obviously a crack house, and it was being sold for $800,000. Meanwhile, there's homeless people everywhere. You know, there's artificial drought caused because Nestle owns the water. I mean, that state is, well, there's a reason why the Gen Z kids aren't moving there. The jobs, the tech, all of that isn't really that appealing to the Gen Z. They're coming here to Texas. And I'm a little
excited. Except I'm worried that they're going to take their voting habits with them.
But their voting habits, the California voting habits have gotten people what California has. And once you get, if you're here in Texas, have the extremists. I mean, you do. They're fringe. But for the most part, they're not the fringe extremists. And I live in Dallas, which is a pretty liberal county in this state. Still, you've got a lot of, you don't have the extremities. You have more middle of the road. I mean, they absolutely were mask wearers, and they were Fauci followers, and they wanted to be the best. Some of them wanted to be the best to follow the rules. Some of them were so scared they didn't leave their homes for a year. You know, if you're too far to the left, no one's going to vote for you. You've got all these. While we have the big cities, we've got all these suburbs that balance it out. You know, we've got a lot of people in the suburbs. A lot of people that have moved here because their states have become too liberal. So there's that too.
Well, hopefully they don't take their voting habits with them, though.
Yeah.
I think their voting habits is inbred in them. Hell, you see where you got the WHO and WEC, WEF, we're talking about a treaty with the United States. Where you have to accept their ideology and recommendations and lockdowns and not to be able to travel and pandemics and so on. Treaties do not supplant the United States Constitution. I don't know why some people would even imagine that. We used to do treaties with the Indians. Either in the late 1920s, that is, early 1930s, they went from doing treaties to dealing with them based on congressional acts. So we shouldn't be cowed down to any ideology of a treaty that will supplant our constitutional protection. It can't do that. The Constitution permits the government to enter into treaties. So you say a treaty is going to supplant, eliminate the Constitution? Here we go again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for an article to pull up here. It's there we go. So St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones wants to get tough on victims. She wants to hold business owners responsible for crimes that are within vicinity of the stores. So same concept as California. They can't go after the criminals anymore, so they're going after the responsible people because they know that they'll pay.
Yeah, they're paying past the cost on to the consumer. St. Louis is on a rapid decline. The St. Louis Public School District is down to less than 17,000 students. What did that tell you? I, in my lifetime, recall when it was over 100,000. And St. Louis has been Democratic for over 74 years. What did that tell you? And I know this mayor and know her father. He went to jail for lying. But other than that, he was kind of decent. Burvis Jones.
So she says in this article here that she discussed with the mayor of Memphis, Paul Young, and he wants to do the same thing in Memphis.
Memphis has been voting Democrat for so long. You know, I used to live there. I don't miss it. I mean, I miss the people, but I don't miss the city or anything about it.
That's got to be one of the hardest cities to live in is Memphis.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. Memphis, this is in Shelby County. In the news, there was a judge, a black female lesbian, that's up for some sort of charges for beating up on her female staff.
It's coming from Dallas where everybody's making it here. Well, not everybody, but this is a very wealthy city. And then you go to Memphis and you see the crumbling buildings, you see all of this. It's really sad.
Memphis makes Baltimore look like Beverly Hills. Stand by that.
Well, Trump got in trouble for correlating Baltimore with rats. You remember?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Well, where did he get the information from? He got it from Orco. Now, I'm not no scientist, but I think if there's any entity that knows the whereabouts and calls a rat in a community, it would be Orco. That's their business. Pest control.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to quote anybody, I would quote Orco.
No, these people, do they think that's going to get them more votes if they just push the business owners to take the blame for crimes?
Constituency wants her to take money from the business owners and distribute it to the people.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
And they'd be okay with having no businesses because nobody wants to pay it.
Well, they would go out to the county where whites have fled and start the process all over again. That's what it's about. I mean, when you look at it from a distance, what do it look like? It's a recycling, recirculating process. Destroy where you're at. And again, go to other areas where somebody has fled from you, have created for themselves. Mm-hmm. Destroy that. They recreate the cycle all over again. I was listening to NPR one day.
I'm sorry.
And they were talking about, this was years ago, white flight, and giving it the reason why come the communities deteriorate. I called in, I asked, I can't think of the guy's name. I said, well, what about black flight? Blacks flee from those type of conditions, too. How you think communities like Ferguson became 60% black, Berkeley, what? Florissant is now the second largest in the country of black middle class. Walnut Park, Penrose Park, North St. Louis. How do you think they got to be looking like what they are? Because blacks fled. So why are you blaming it on whites entirely? Didn't say nothing.
Yeah, but the reason why people flee is because the city sucks. It's not they're fleeing because they're doing well.
Yeah, they blame redlining. I think redlining is good. Let me tell you why. Because it tells you where not to send your kids to school. It tells you where not to buy a house. It tells you where not to be driving your car excessively because you stand a chance of being creamed by some driver with no insurance. And then not to mention the crime. So just on those points alone, redlining is good.
Leslie, you doing okay over there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening.
All right. Because I know you said you wanted to make it an early night today.
I do want to get
the broccolis out of the way.
Okie doke.
So we'll play one. We'll have a discussion. Bianca, you're welcome to hang out. But I want to show Leslie the last two episodes because we missed last Thursday. Bianca, did you have any episodes of others that you caught Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Because I tried my damnedest to be here last week, and almost every show I know was down.
Well, that's what it was, so no, I didn't catch it. I got tired of football talk. I figured it even remained the same, miraculously changed. So, but I listened to the ones when I think Joanne was on. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm showing Leslie. So, you know how we play the current one all week, so that's what we're doing here. So, all right, Leslie, this one here is Jamar is pondering his future, so I want to – there's a lot of stuff I put in here that I think you would like. So
yes.
We'll talk.
Awesome. I love these. Okay.
All right. All right, I'll be right back. We'll listen in. Jamar ponders his future. All right, 3, 2, 1, action.
I was thinking today about some job offers I have been getting after this semester. Delaware University at Muni Beach offered me to come for doctorate studies with some scholarship money player. Or I could work for fake news as an intern. But I don't know, B. I don't know if I want to work in fake news anymore.
You really should have went to Fordham University at California Carnival last year. FUCK was an awesome school. You done did mess up. All you would have had to do was get all your gene therapies and you would have had it made.
But the people at the fake news said I could get a job. But if I really want to make it in the industry, I have to do what they say. Kinda like how P. Diddy made all those new rappers do extra freaky dicky stuff to him. I'm not all about that, B. I am not doing all kinds of sexual stuff to managers just to get the best jobs, B.
Hey, Jamar. It is just how we all are now. Everyone is trans these days. You're too cisgendered and Republican now to understand that is how the world works. Once you start facing trans, you will see how loving and liberal it is.
I just want to work hard at what I do and do things the right way, Holmes. I have met game and come with skills.
Jamar, people also will not hire you because you are too white. All the good jobs are hiring black Democrats like me.
You need to carry a mirror, B. You need to see that you are not black. You are as white as vanilla ice.
You take that back right now, Jamar. And you best be putting a scab on that face. You're just upset I am more black than you.
Dude, will you stop already with this you are black stuff? I'm black and Puerto Rican. Your parents and grandparents and everyone in your family is white.
Yes, but we all vote Democrat. Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He says too many racist against us black people and he hates when I am trying to get pregnant with my birthing partner. This dude has zero riz.
Look, V, if I have to suck someone's ice cream gulgish to get a job, it is not worth it. I do not lick kumquat for money.
You need to do what they say to make it, Jamar. When I got my pants tied bent, I had to suck the person's ice cream, compact their fudge, and put a urine sample in their belly button. Now I get $20,000 every month as long as I'm trans. They sometimes have to come knock on my door and request me to do stuff to them, but dude, I make fast tags.
That's good on you, player, but I don't bounce like that, me.
Hey, Jemar. I know you follow RFK Jr. Did you like the vice president pick he made?
Actually, no. I like that they are both against mandatory gene therapies. But I do not like anything George Soros does, and there is a lot of George Soros money in her.
We learned in Communism 101 class last week that George Soros is one of this century's greatest philanthropists. He donates a lot of wealth around the world for great causes.
I don't think being a pimp for communism and a one-world government is a great cause for me. Hard pass.
But Jemar, we need communism. Without communism, Trump would be his president. Trump does not want a one-world government. He also does not want to force everyone to get the Lysenko Freedom microchips.
Mike, if you love communism so much, why are you not packing your U-Haul and driving to Cuba? You would be much happier there wallowing in your communism there.
You're just too old, too white, and too Republican to understand how great communism is done. I don't like driving U-Hauls. They burn up too much gas and pollute the air.
Oh, my mistake. You can take a Tesla to drive to Cuba.
It looks like I am finna vote for Trump. I just think he can do something about these illegals. He also is best to stop all the wars and clean up all the crimes going on all in the big cities.
You take that back right now, Jemar. Trump is a white Republican.
Well, Brandon is a white Democrat.
Yes, but Brandon changed Easter to Transgender Day. That is very important to us trans people.
But what about how there is tons of crime now?
You know what is the worst crime of all time? Mean tweets.
But dude, him and his son took a bunch of money from the Ukraine and China. He is getting paid big bucks too to let all the illegals in here.
You don't understand. That's not as bad as Trump. Trump questioned the 2020 election. Plus, Brandon put tampons in the men's rooms. And by the way, you are such a bigot. Those are not illegals. They are undocumented friends of America.
Inflation is out of control and we will not be able to afford houses, B.
You know what else we cannot afford, Jemar? January 6th. You know what else we cannot afford? Systemic whiteness and people having a religion. It is people that have a religion that is ruining our opportunity to have one world government.
When Brandon brings a bucket of fried chicken to a black people's house, that is offensive, player.
You know what the most offensive thing Trump ever did? He made the lowest unemployment rate among black people ever. Maybe some of us don't feel like working. We just want to be just left alone to do nothing and collect our money for being trans and black. Us trans black people are happy with our stipends. He will take them away and tell us to work.
So Mike, whatever happened to the black person's stipend you said you were trying to get? Did you finally get that started? What happened? Was there a problem with your black stipend paperwork?
You look here, you something ducker. You need to leave me alone about the state denying my right to get a black people's stipend. They are just too afraid I'm going to take too much money from them. I'm going to go to court to get my fat tax for being black.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Stopping something ducker. This is stopping something ducker.
That's what I thought.
I told them I am willing to suck everyone's ice cream cones, lick kumquats, pack and eat all the fudge, drink the lemonade. I don't care what they want me to do to get my stipend. That's $5 million a year. Malik gets that ish. I want that ish also.
How about another way to get money? Get a job.
I would do anything for fat tax. But I won't do that. F. I just don't think you understand how important it is to be as a trans. It's too bad you have such hate for me because I'm trying to get pregnant.
Mike, All I am saying is, find me just one man in the world who got pregnant and had a baby with the parts they were born with.
Make seven up yours. You are just upset that the Easter bunnies will now be replaced by popping cherries.
Hey everyone. Please do not let your kids go to Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology, that is where they get woke and go broke.
You take that back. SHIT is a great school.
Anyway. You need to keep up with all the news that matters. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof tells you about all that the globalists are doing to us. You need to get educated. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other great shows on Freedomizer, just check the schedule. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to stay up on. Freedomizerradio.com.
I would never listen to Proof Negative. He said Michael Robinson Obama should be arrested for mail fraud. He also said he will never wear a dress or do any perverted stuff for money. Proof is definitely not woke and is too cisgendered. Whatever Broccoli Dude says, you know it is not GLOBAL list approved.
All right, Leslie, that was the millennials. Did I lose you? I don't think I'm alone.
Oh, wait, here I am. Sorry about that. I had myself on mute.
All right, so I hope that was okay.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, my gosh, the kumquat. I caught that. I caught the kumquat joke.
So Mike thinks he's so black funny. Because he votes Democrat because he listened to Brandon.
Right. Right. I love these. I love how you have an entire community of people living inside your head. Oh, I love Wiretap. I love Wiretap.
Let me
get through the ads. I haven't signed in to Rumble in a long time, so.
Okay.
You know, when I when my life changed overnight, literally, I found it really hard to do all, to get into the things that reminded me of being there. But I'm getting back. I'm being able to do things again, and it's it's mine again, and it feels good. Okay, I'm ready.
And we have your favorite character here.
I love Wiretap so much, so much.
So if anybody out there ever asks you who your favorite cartoon character is of all time, you'll have to tell them the Wiretap.
Absolutely it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well, on this one, Map and Gendering featuring the Wiretap.
Nice. I will say Map is ageist.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and get this going here. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I can't believe it snowed again. Normally it is 70-something degrees here by now. All these Democrat voters think that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Anyway, it looks like I can go home now and make a quick dinner before bed. Nothing like a good linguine and clams with a side of sautéed broccoli for a reward after working all day fighting globalists. I can't believe Brandon is allowing all these criminals from around the world to come into the United States. especially ones from Haiti's army that is serving that guy they call Barbecue.
Hey, what up, green dude? It's a great night to take you in my 1993 Geo Metro to go to G. Globalist Lair. Fancy meeting you here, sir.
Hey, Wiretap. What is it you want this time?
Your green dude, guess what? We just announced we put out the bird flu gene therapy. We have reason to believe that the bird flu will be operational any day now. The whole world will now be getting the bird flu gene therapies. We finna be and is making trillions of dollars and taking away freedoms again, sir.
Do what?
Now we can start exporting these gene therapies fresh from our Wuhan laboratory that the United States taxpayers are still funding even today. This time we have the gene therapies ready to go before the virus is even released in real time. All those dolts and nincompoops out there will thank Brandon for getting these gene therapies out so soon. He will look like a bloody hero for forcing that bisonich on all you fools and something that cares, or else you will be going to a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist. We need to make sure all you Trump supporters absolutely cannot vote in this upcoming election.
Why would you want to put all the Trump supporters in FEMA camps?
The green dude. Easy, sir. FEMA camps do not exist.
But you think you will be able to put 100 million people behind bars?
Absolutely, sir. It will be for your safety, sir. And now we can force all you something that cares to put those bloody scams back on that face.
Never.
I was not asking, sir. That is a full-fledged demand. You will be getting that bloody scam on that face right this instant. Even if I had to put that on that face myself. As one of the 99%, you will be listening to our orders.
We are already not complying with COVIDs. Why on earth do you think we will comply with this new bird flu you just invented?
Well, sir. We have to put COVIDs to rest right now. No one is believing us on COVIDs. The gene therapies are no longer selling. So now we have to roll out the red carpet for a brand new disease that we have been working on. All you fuss budgets will now be just lining up to get a brand new gene therapy. And us 1% S will be just laughing all the way to the bank as the 99% perish for taking those mRNA gene therapies.
I don't think that is going to work.
I do think that is going to work. By the way, sir, I need to check you for COVIDs. Please drop those dungarees so I can stick that Q-tip from American Gladiators up your bunghole.
You can believe I won't be doing that. Just like you know 2 plus 2 is 4.
Sir, did you just math me, green dude? That was the most racist thing you have told my ear canals since you told me that a Republican can be this black.
You mean Clarence Thomas? Yes, he is black and a conservative. So is Tim Scott.
How dare you, green dude? You are the most racist person on planet Earth. You should know by now that math is racist. And you double down by saying Clarence Thomas and Tim Scott is black. Have you no shame, sir? You just committed a very serious hate crime, sir. Let's take you right to jail post haste. Now come out with your pants down so I can have a look-see at your kumquats.
Please do tell me. How is math racist?
That's easy, sir. You have white privilege because you know how to do math. You know black people cannot do math. So off to jail you go for being racist. You now have 3 cases against yourself, sir.
So if that is the case, how do you know how many fake cases you have against me? Were you just using math, big guy?
That was another big mistake. You just misgendered me, sir. You just proved you are homophobic, sir. My pronouns are all/everyone. Your misgendering me right this instant was more dangerous than 15 solar eclipses and 27 nuclear bombs.
If me calling you what you are, a guy, was that dangerous, then why are we both still standing here? Why are there no mushroom clouds of doom around us?
You should also know by now that you wearing pants, especially blue jeans, is the second biggest cause of climate change, only behind white supremacy. So in order to protect against climate change, please do provide me your dungarees, your underoos, your blouse, and your bra. I need to search inside your kumquats and your ice cream cone for any machine guns, any hand grenades, or any Bible verses inside your junk. I will make you a deal, sir. If you take off your pantaloons, I shall do same, sir.
Hey, wiretap. I think you just misgendered me. My pronouns are liberty / freedom. Let's go ahead and bring you to jail. I hope you can share a jail cell with Diddy.
Sorry, sir. I did not mean to misgender you, sir. Please do not tell G-Lobist. He hates when I misgender him. Having genders are only for Republican voters. I do not even know what a woman is. Maybe we can work something out, sir. Me love you long time, green dude.
Anyway, I am thinking about stopping for some coffee and then cooking dinner.
Great, sir. Now I has the upper hand again. You keep stepping in it. Coffee is extremely racist, sir. First it was you doing math. Then it was the per choices of words as by saying black people can be this conservative. And now you want to drink coffee? Have you no shame, sir? You need to get those underoos on the ground right next to my person. I need to see if you are hiding any fast food employees making less than $20 an hour inside your ice cream cone, green dude.
Hey, that's great. So how many cases do you have against me now?
I do not know, sir. Math is racist and homophobic. Now I need to check your bunghole for any Tootsie Rolls that might contain garbage, sir.
Hey everyone. Please get educated. Do not let people vote for communists. Stay up to date on all the scams the liberal fake news wants to tell you. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other shows on the network too. Just check the schedule and find the other shows on Freedomer Radio.
You best not be just telling people to listen to Proof Negative. Whoever listens to Proof Negative is just dolts and fuss budgets that do not think I have the authority to diddle childrens and read X-rated books to them at drag queen story time. You need to eat the bugs and owns nothing while this 1% owns every eating and rule over you worthless chum buckets. Now go watch fake news and show me your nether regions right this instant. We are coming for those children, so you best surrender them to me or else you are fin abuses going to those FEMA camps. That they do not exist. How dare you listen to freedomizerradio.com and not take your gene therapies.
Alright, hope it was okay.
I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Very, 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 very cool.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me play those.
I love, 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 love those. And, of course, you know how much I love Wiretap.
He didn't do any singing this week, though.
Huh?
He didn't do any singing this week.
I noticed. I always listen for that. So, you know, yeah.
But he did say me love you long time.
He did. oh, he's gonna, yeah. I noticed. So, well, all right. Well, yeah, I am. I'm gonna have to be early tonight.
All right. Yeah, Bianchi, I'm gonna bounce. Also, I feel like I'm about to lapse in and out of consciousness here.
Okay. Well, I'll see you guys next time.
Fabulous.
I'll be here Monday as usual. And you know, Christina loves talking to you. You're her favorite caller.
Well, that's wonderful. You guys have a pleasant afternoon, rest of the day, and also a pleasant weekend.
All right. Okay, thank you, Bianchi.
Awesome.
Thank you, Leslie.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's wrap up here. All right, everybody. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, or until Monday, I should say, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oots.